From beautiful downtown Milheim, in the smack dab center of the Keystone State, this is Lou Bryson with Seen Through a Glass, the podcast that's mostly about food and drink in central Pennsylvania. And you're right, it's not the usual day for another installation of my tales of home cooking, covered bridge anecdotes, and central Pennsylvania food and drink. Instead, it is my sad task to tell you that there won't be an episode this week, and I wanted to let you know early. Why no episode? Well, I had a dental emergency. I've been dealing with some sore teeth for weeks, trying to find out what was wrong and then scheduling a procedure to get that fixed. It's really hard to get oral surgery scheduled. But a week ago, in the midst of a delicious piece of country ham I'd bought on that North Carolina trip last year, the stuff keeps a long time in the vacuum pack, a piece cracked off the wisdom tooth that was causing the trouble. The pain suddenly became a lot worse. Something had to be done right away. Briefly, after a trip to the ER for pain meds and a consult trip to an oral surgeon in Harrisburg, I got lucky and there was a cancellation Tuesday morning. I got all four wisdom teeth extracted. Continued pain meds got me through the next 2 days, much better than they'd gotten me through the previous 2 days. Now I'm down to ibuprofen and Tylenol, but I'll be honest, the swelling and the pain are still significant. And that's why, even though I have the unknown celebrity interview I told you about last time, I'm going to put that next episode off till the following week. Because I could put up that episode this Thursday as scheduled, but it wouldn't be the episode this interview deserves. I want to do it right, for me and for you. So I'm going to put that episode off a week till Thursday the 11th. And then there should be another episode the following week, April 18th, and we'll be back on schedule. That's not all I have for you today, though. The merch has arrived. Well, the samples of the merch. Nora designed a sticker for me, and I put the image up on the Seen Through a Glass Facebook page. The service I used, Sticker Mule, sent me a sample run of 10 stickers, and they look great. So on Monday, as promised, I'll be sending those stickers to the winners of the Christmas Pickle Photo Contest, and then ordering a full run for the rest of us. I'll have information on how to get your own soon. Really soon. And then we'll have to think about what comes next. Nora suggested a here's what I'm drinking today item. I'm thinking maybe a bottle opener or a glass. Hey, one more thing. Monday, April 1st, is the release of a new episode of This Week in Rauchbier, the world's most important, longest-running, and most awarded podcast dedicated to smoked beer, hosted by my good friend and colleague, John Hall. Smoked beers. You either love them or you hate them, and John Hall loves them with an obvious passion. As do I. It's arguable that drinking one of Shy Bear's smoked beers led directly to the creation of Seen Through a Glass. This episode of This Week in Rauchbier will include an interview with Caleb McCalkey of Sugar Creek Malt in Lebanon, Indiana. This family farm maltings makes what they believe to be the widest variety of smoked malts in the world, and their full list is astounding. Please give This Week in Rauchbier a listen. You can find it at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or download it directly from allaboutbeer.com. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to rest up and take it easy, and maybe later I'll head down the hill for some of Elk Creek Cafe's new Deep Eddy Double Bock. It was just released yesterday. I'll see you back here on the 11th for the next episode. Until then, thanks for listening. This is Lou Bryson on Seen Through a Glass from the smack dab center of the Keystone State.